Without being distracted, guard purely even the subtle precepts as pledged by oneself. With pure morality, one stands magnificently out among the beings like the Mount Sumeru. All beings will bow without menacing them by force. There are many benefits like freeing from faults, becoming an ornament, and so forth. Third, the perfection of patience. The antidote of patience is, it is a mind aspiring dharma and not daunted by the harming sufferings. To classify, it is of three kinds: definite contemplation on dharma, etc. In both the cases of a root of virtue being destroyed by a wrong view and a harmful intention, and a non-virtue purified by the four powers, fruit cannot be produced even when met with other factors, but that is the meaning of the destruction of ripening result. But in terms of the concurrent causes, it is said to be indefinite. The fruition of wrong view, giving up dharma and deriding bodhisattva, lama, and so forth, out of pride is severe and destroys the root of virtue. Hence, through effort to stop anger and so on. In short, it is important to engage and disengage by recollecting the benefits and faults of patience and lack of patience. The effort, next the perfection of effort. The mind that rejoices in amassing virtue and working for the sentient beings is defined as effort. By thinking that even if one has to abide only in hell for countless trillions of aeons for dispelling the suffering of just one sentient being, why I should not rejoice in the complete enlightenment? Thus, there are three: armor, amassing virtuous dharma, and working for the benefit of sentient beings. Discard procrastination, low esteem and attachment to bad things. With the favorable conditions of the power of belief, stability, joy and withholding, with aspiration to virtue and the six perfections, abide in effort and also put others in such a process. Next, perfection of concentration or mental absorption. A mind that is defined in terms of abiding one pointedly on the virtuous object is the antidote of concentration. In terms of the entity, it is of two kinds, worldly and beyond worldly. In terms of a class, it is of three: calm abiding, special insight, and the union. Abiding in peace mentally and physically, actualizing qualities, fulfilling the purpose of sentient beings, are classification in terms of function. The meaning of the three that are classified in terms of function are: mental and physical pliancy arises by focusing on the particular object, clairvoyance, exhaustion, and overpowering are established, and fulfills the 11 purposes as suitable, engaging by knowing the faults and benefits, and training and practices possessing six perfections in similar as before. Next, perfection of wisdom. Wisdom is a mind which focuses on the object of designation and thoroughly analyzes the phenomena. If classified, it is said to be of three: wisdom realizing an ultimate, conventional, and serving the purpose of sentient beings. Wisdom is the root of all that is seen and unseen, uproots all faults of sickly existence and peace. This establishes even seemingly contradictions as non-contradicting. A view devoid of this will not purify the morality. Out of the different the wisdoms, the mundane wisdom, which realizes or understands the law of causality, so by being committed to this wisdom, it'll help you achieve the state of the high birds, and by engaging yourself in the transcendental wisdom, the wisdom which realizes the emptiness, so there it'll help you upgrade to the state of liberation. And then through analyzing well the benefits and the harms of the two mental states, the two cherishings, the cherishing oneself and others, we see that now because of engagement and engaging the cherishing of others, that lead you to the achievement, lead you to the high state of enlightenment. When the subject of hearing and thinking is analyzed by wisdom, a wisdom that is the best, the result of meditation will be induced. Putting much hope in the mental retention but forgetting the Dharma is like throwing away the wealth of diamond and hankering after its impression. Hence, practice the wisdom possessing the six. Training in the four means of gathering that matures the mental stream of others. First, giving necessities is not hankering after even one's life and so forth. Speaking sweetly is to teach the perfections to the followers. Engaging in the subject is to let others practice what has been taught. Concording to the subject is oneself abiding in accordance with what has been applied to others. Hence, make effort in this crucial point of ripening others' mental stream. By giving necessities, people will be happy and will listen to the words. Then by speaking sweetly, the ignorance and the doubt will be eliminated. By instigating to engage in the subject when generate wish to practice. So when through the various techniques, if one genuinely generates quite a genuine sense of bodhicitta, so then you are advised to hold this bodhicitta by undergoing the ceremony to observe or to hold the aspiration of bodhicitta. And then, still through more advanced practice, if you gain a very strong conviction or desire to start engaging in deeds to really benefit other sentient beings, there then you can hold on to the bodhisattva vow. So then the kind of advice for a bodhisattva holding the bodhisattva vow would be to emphasize or engage in the practices of the six perfections. So again, so in order to be firm in one's conviction to engage in the practices, one must have to have the four noble truths. And then it is said that the Buddha, whatever discourses he gave, they are all rooted or based on the foundation of the concepts of two truths. So one should have a thorough understanding in the two truths and four truths alike. Particularly, training in the last two perfections has six parts. Benefits of meditating on a calm abiding and special insight, showing that these two include all meditative stabilizations. First, benefits of meditating on calm abiding and special insight. Even those minds focusing one-pointedly towards virtue and a minor intelligence of discriminative analysis comes within the two sections of calm abiding and special insight respectively. The imprint on the mind that develops long subjective mind and a mind that clings strongly to the object and which nourishes that imprint are termed as bondage of taking bad rebirth and the bondage of sign of grasping. Meditation on the special insight and the calm abiding dispels these. Showing that these two includes all meditative stabilizations. Since What about the qualities of concentration and wisdom perfection? Are the qualities of calm abiding and speech insight? It is shown that these two, calm abiding and speech insight, definitely include all meditative stabilizations. Hence, the Conqueror said that this establishes the root of quality of three vehicles. Entity of calm abiding and speech insight. A non-analytical mind that abides one-pointedly on the object without being distracted externally and which is induced by the bliss of pliancy is calm abiding. When an analytical meditation mounting on the horse of calm abiding induces pliancy by its force, special insight is attained. As it sees special things, it is called special insight. Reason why one should meditate on both. Those who accept that calm abiding is one that lacks the intensity of clarity, and one having that as a special insight is unacceptable, because this is the differentiation of whether there is thinking or not, and also in calm abiding, the thinking should be dispelled, and mental clarity definitely arises. In all meditative stabilizations that are free of thinking, be it calm abiding or special insight, the mind focusing on emptiness should realize emptiness, and in the case of non-conceptual meditative stabilizations, there is no certainty of realization of emptiness. Hence, it should be known that in both the cases of the meditative stabilization, not directed towards emptiness, and the meditative stabilizations realizing emptiness, bliss, clarity, and non-conceptuality arises. Having achieved calm abiding, it not only stops the fault of fluctuation of that wisdom which examines the mode of existence, but in all cases where analytical meditation is required, if the fault of too much fluctuation towards the object is dispelled, all virtuous practices will become powerful.